questioning the BLM, and I'm also to request either a resignation or termination of the person that had ordered this to be done.
But that's a distinct question. I mean, I understand your point. You think that the way that the law has been enforced, the BLM has been heavy-handed. That's a distinct question from lines of legal authority. I'm just asking you a simple yes or no question. Do you recognize the authority of the federal government?
Oh, I recognize the authority that they believe that they have. I just question it.
So you do not, you agree with Clive and Bundy, the federal government does not have authority over the
no,
land, does
I'm
not have authority over the taxpayers of Nevada?
No, Chris, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not saying I agree with Clive and Bundy. What I'm saying is the way this was handled is really suspicious. When in the heck do we send our federal government with arms to collect a bill? When do we do that?
Well, there are a lot of people...
When have we ever done that?
I mean, if we literally
sent our federal government to the borders to secure them against terrorist crossing, hey, I got that. But they want to come here with arms because cows are grazing?
Here's the question,
Chris, I'm sorry.
The principle that people are watching here, I just want to give you a view from outside Bunkerville, right? The principle people are seeing is someone went to court, they fought in court, they lost and they lost and lost. We can agree on that.
Well,
whether you think the courts are right or not.
Wait, let me explain something.
No, but
the BLM in 1993, okay, they came up with these fees in 1993 to compensate damages, which they have not defined.
Right.
So,
Here's what we have seen. We've seen court judgments.
Here's what
we've
seen
the government
the
try
government
to.
The government says, "Do as I say and not as
okay.
I do."
We've
and
seen the government try to collect on. We see the government try to collect on a fee. I understand you think it was heavy-handed, but then what we've seen is 1,000 people, many of them armed.
If you owe the federal government money, Chris, do you want them coming to your house? Pointing guns at your wife and children? Is that okay with you?
No.
Because it's definitely not okay with me. It's not okay with Americans across the United States.
Is it okay with you if every rancher in the country stops paying their grazing fees?